Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
David Kennington, welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for coming on. And tell us a little bit about your company and what you do and what brings us here.
So my company is New Hearer. We've been around for about 4 years. We're a smart hearing company. So what we do is we bring smart hearing devices.
Okay, well, I'm glad you came on because you know, of course, that I have hearing aids on right this second as we speak.
You do.
So I'm going to have a lot of questions for you. So go ahead.
So you probably know that one out of six people have got some degree of hearing loss. Okay. Most of those people fit into the mild to moderate category.
Correct.
And up until now, they really haven't had an option. They've either, you know, suffered through the pain or had to go to see an audiologist and do an audiogram and get a hearing aid. What we've now developed is a product which is 4 years in the making. This is our third generation of product that essentially gives you all the benefits of a high-end premium headset, but also many of the benefits you get from a hearing aid. So it gives you the ability to personalize your hearing through an assessment on the app that automatically calibrates the buds to your own personal hearing profile in both ears. And then it gives you the ability to customize how you hear in different locations. So speech and noise control, EQ frequency, directional focus. So all these fantastic hearing benefits with the great sound fidelity, Siri and Google Assist, hands-free phone calls that you'd expect from a high-end hearing, earbud or premium headset, plus ANC.
Okay, you ready for some hard questions?
Yeah, let's go.
You've probably got the toughest guy on our crew for when it comes to hearing
Perfect.
Aids and stuff.
Excellent.
So first of all, I'm going to tell my audience, and I've been honest about this. If you watch the Gadget Professor show, I do have hearing aids, and I've had them for a while, and there is nothing worse than being in a social situation, even a one-to-one situation, and not being able to hear. And it's just not that you can't hear. It's not the volume. It's the garble that you're hearing, but you can't discern what it is you're hearing. That is the worst. Do your hearing aids address the what I would call the garble rather than the volume? Because that's not that all that goes into a hearing aid.
Well, firstly, I just want to qualify. We are not a hearing aid, so we're not an FDA-approved device.
Okay.
We call our product smart hearing devices.
Okay.
But to answer your question, yes, we can help you with that. We call it the cocktail effect, or what we down in Australia call the pub deafness challenge.
Yes, that's exactly it. That's exactly
so
it.
So you go into a noisy pub, right? You want to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And all you can hear is all the background noise. You can't. So as I said, we have part of our functionality what we call speech in noise control. And essentially what that's doing is using really smart algorithms to drop that background noise and elevate speech. So we're doing that so each one of the earbuds that we have has got three microphones in it. Take the sound in, our smart digital signal processing enables us to be able to separate that speech from the background noise.
That's huge.
And it's further enhanced by what we call directional focus. So if you want to have just a conversation in front of you, so you've dropped all that background noise, right, elevated the speech, but then this directional focus gives you laser focus to the person in front of you. So we really believe that we have solved that problem with a very affordable device.
All right. Now, based on that it's not FDA approved, and that doesn't faze me at all. There's a lot of stuff out there that's not FDA approved that's better than stuff that is FDA approved.
More and more that's happening.
But that's another show. Yeah. That's another year-long show.
Yeah.
But for our purposes right now, my next question is, I don't need an audiologist to qualify to purchase your product.
No, you certainly don't. You can actually go online and buy it from us. The benefit of it is that, you know, we've got this software called EarID, which is a personalization platform. So when you go into the app, you first go into the app, what you do is do your EarID. So it is a tonal hearing assessment. It takes about 8 to 10 minutes.
Sure.
Okay. Once that's done, we automatically calibrate the buds to your personal hearing profile. But what we did is we licensed some calibration algorithms from a research agency down in Australia that actually does all the calibration algorithms for high-end hearing aids. So most audiologists in the world would know of NAL, NL2,
right,
smart algorithms, right, that actually calibrate hearing aids. We've embedded that into our software on the app, so you're actually getting that kind of calibration for your buds to your personal hearing profile.
Are these the buds here?
They are indeed.
Are we going to get a look at them?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to put them right here. So we have a product coming up, folks. Okay, and I'm going to just tilt these this way. So we got that shot up okay, the product shot here. Okay, so we're looking at the buds right now. Is it okay to pull one of these
absolutely
out?
Absolutely, go for
all
it.
All right, so these are going to kind of stick out of my ear. So you're gonna see these. And I like the charging capability. I don't know if you can see that on the camera, but there's a mechanism to charge these built right in. So that's a nice touch.
So you're getting 5 hours of Bluetooth streaming, 8 hours.
5 hours of Bluetooth.
8 hours of hearing processing, if you're going to use it for a hearing product, and then three additional charges out of the charging case. So it's essentially 20 hours of on-the-go Bluetooth streaming and 32 hours of on-the-go hearing processing.
How long does one wear these?
One can wear them for as long as they like.
Okay.
I just flew here from Perth, Australia, and I pretty much had them on most of the time except when I needed to charge them. Look, it's a situational use. It's not to be worn all the time. It's not a replacement for a hearing aid. But there's so many situations in your life where you could actually enjoy the benefits of hearing augmentation.
So if I was going to CES like I am, and I'm walking around and I have my hearing aids in, are you saying that these are going to be as good but actually better than what I'm using now? You don't know what I'm using now, but that's okay.
No, but it's, look, I
fair
I,
question?
It's a fair question, but the fair answer is we're not an alternative to a hearing aid. They may help you. They may help you in certain situations. It depends what degree your hearing loss is. We really do target mild to moderate hearing loss. We have plenty of reviews on our site of people who said these are better than the hearing aids I've had for 5 years.
It wouldn't surprise
me. But we're not in the position of advocating that this is an alternative to a hearing aid.
We've got an honest guy here. That's a good, honest answer. Yeah. I like that.
But having said that, for mild to moderate, it's changing people's lives.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, what do these sell for?
$399. Yeah.
That's pretty reasonable.
Very reasonable.
For the pair.
For the pair. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Typically, I could tell you that a reasonably decent hearing aid is going to cost a minimum of $1,500 to $3,000 a piece.
Yeah, correct. Correct.
I know.
Yeah, correct. We believe we've got a role to play in actually making hearing health more accessible and affordable, particularly to those people that are early in that stage of hearing challenges, right? So
okay.
No one's been caring for them up until now. The hearing aid companies, frankly, are more interested in people that have got more severe hearing loss. We really have found a niche in the market.
Well, don't forget, that's a niche because most people fall into exactly that category.
People would go through the process of wearing our product before they get a hearing aid. Wear a hearing bud you get before you get a hearing aid.
All right. Well, I'm gonna have to take the challenge and see if they work, and then I'll have you back on the show.
I'd love to do that.
And we'll do an actual human me, and we'll see if these help or not, because I'm very interested in that technology.
Well,
obviously,
I don't know whether you have time to come by the booth.
I'll give you
a thorough demonstration. Let's see how they work.
Okay, I'm gonna do that and. It's always cool to do this show because you just never know what you're going to learn and what you're going to hear.
And I always love being interviewed by someone that knows a little bit about hearing loss.
Well, it's my pleasure. I mean, we help each other. But I'm also a firm believer in, I've been around this and a lot of other medical technologies. I've been covering them for years. But, don't get locked into this, FDA. Thank God they're here. Don't misunderstand me. But a product like this is going to be affordable, where a product like what I'm wearing now, for many, many people, is not affordable. And this might be the difference between helping the average guy here or not here. So I love this stuff, and I thank you so much for coming on our show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Come by the booth, okay?
I'm definitely going to do that. Where's your booth, by the way?
It's 4473.
Oh, so you're right here.
You're right here.
Okay, great.
Look forward to seeing you
soon. My pleasure.
Cheers.
My pleasure.